I've saw them both ways, with the wire and then with the tin
hooks.
And which came first, I can't remember, but that's been too many years ago. Or whether they was all, you could get either kind at the same time, I just don't remember that. But I remember them barrels of flour would last a long time, you know.
How much did a shave cost in town back in those days, maybe?
No, man, you have to ask somebody once I can get a shave. I don't. But my daddy, when I was growing up.
10?
Well, I wouldn't think over 10 cents. So.
10 cents?
Now, I do know that after I got up around 18 year old, I began to get my first haircuts at town. Long, and they was 15 cents. So. But I could probably have told you more about it if.
How did you keep in touch with your relatives that were far away from you?
Well, let me finish this barber story first.
I'm sorry.
Here's what most large families, if there's several children, the parents would get these old hand clippers.
Mm-hmm.
And of course we had the scissors and combs. And every one of us boys learned to do a pretty good job of barbering. I would say darn good, except my youngest brother. Back in the 30s, you remember me telling you I stayed with my brother and down here together across?
Mm-hmm.
We'd get ready to go to town on Saturday noon, about the only time we took off back then. I have known as high as 6 and 8 neighbors being there to get a haircut. And of course we didn't charge none. It was just, you know, something we could do when they was needing their haircut. There's been a many boys came from town out here on Sunday morning when we was all at home here. To get the haircuts. Everybody knew it was out here.
And you'd straighten your hair with a comb or a...
Most usually with a comb. Yeah, if we combed it all. Us boys, when growing up, hardly ever combed it, and that's the parents made us.
Or you had a what, a comb or a...
Well, we had a comb, and then we had some of these oval brushes. Best I remember, they was made out of something like pine needles. You know, it's on these trees out here.
And you could?
You could brush you down right. You could brush your hair.
Brush your hair.
Yeah.
Now, I was going to ask you how you kept in touch with maybe relatives who live good ways off or something like that.
My father had,
Could you?
Yes, we'd go into our team wagons back, our hacks. Now, this hack I was going to show you a picture of here. Franklin is about 10 miles from here. And he had an aunt lived up there. And I can remember more than once we'd go up there visiting. Where we'd do that now, we would work that. The neighbors, you know, if we had anything need seeing after, stock to feed or hogs to feed, they'd feed for us. And we'd turn right around and do the same thing for them. But they wanted to go fishing, you see. That made it work out pretty good. As far as your stock was concerned. That lets you maybe stay overnight, you know.